Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Just kind of want to wish everyone a happy Wednesday. Hope that your day went well. I know for some of you, been kind of looking at this weather thing, gotten kind of issues. So we gonna take a few minutes and kind of run over some races that actually taking place this month. I know everybody been kind of talking about the big Mardi Gras race, which is being held at the State Capitol Raceway this weekend. And as of now, everything is still on according to plan. Kind of been watching the weather back and forth. I know it was stating something like about 80-90% chance for Thursday, I want to say, and maybe 50 for Friday. And for Saturday, it's showing like 20 or less percent. But that's going up and down, so kind of keep checking that back and forth. But everything, as of now, is still on as a plan. So that being said, I know also for the month of March, which would be March the 9th, I think, that the rescheduled event that was going well over there at Lena, I think they're going to try to run like Little Street ATV and Little Junior Dragster class, and I think they've also added like a 530 class for the car. So that's something if one local, people may want to come check it out on March 9th. That's going to be the rescheduled date for the race that got rained out earlier, and so they decided to move the date up to March the 9th. Also, in March, I want to say for March the 30th, we have the bike shootout, which is taking place over at Twiggs, Macon National Dragway, March the 30th. So I'm thinking that may be all of the races I can think of in March. And I think April, we got two races that I know of. One being the Rockingham Dragway, which I think they know is putting on its first grudge race. And also April 6th, I want to say that the Little Street Brawl street bike shootout going to be held at Hattiesburg Dragway as well. So kind of want to throw those few races out there to you. I want to take this time now if anybody else had any races that they want to discuss or talk about. We'll open the line for a few minutes and kind of let you come out and talk about your race. We'll use this time now to open up the mic if anybody had any other thing they wanted to say. I know there was another race posted on Cycle Bike earlier about that was taking place. I don't know the details about it. I was just kind of glancing over the website. But like I said, if anybody got a race they want to talk about now, I either just bring up and say, you know, the event will be taking place. You can come on now and discuss or talk about the race. We would use a few minutes to do that. Hey, I don't see no one. All right, then. Well, we'll get started to order of business. Races that's supposed to be taking place this weekend. I know it's been a lot of talk and stuff back and forth on Cycle Bike as far as who had what. So tonight we're going to see how many races we can actually get set up for the weekend down there at State Capitol. I know a few was being discussed, so hopefully those people will come on and kind of give us an update on them. And if not, had a gentleman, he was talking on another website. I was reading the post, and the biggest question and concern he had, it was about the grudge racing. He said, do people really and actually want the grudge race, or has it gotten so bad now until it's just really an act of people just going just to put on a show? I think this came from one of the Car Guy websites that they were out there talking, because I'm wondering and seeing that the Car Guys are having the same trouble too, just like some of the bike guys are with this racing. So if anybody kind of want to chime in and kind of give like a description, do you all think that grudge racing is more of a show now than actual racing? I don't see anyone. Miss Erica, if you're on tonight, please chime in. Yeah, I don't see. Hey, everybody is kind of quiet tonight. I wonder why. All right, we got one here. 8447. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris, you know, I usually don't chime in, but you posed a good question. But my thoughts on that is it's a necessary evil. You know, people want to see, you know, the talking and the nonsense and the pageantry that comes along with the grudge racing. It's kind of the excitement, even with the car guys. The car guys are leaning. You know, it used to be you go to a car race and, you know, you had all different index classes and heads-up classes or whatnot. But even the car guys, you know, with this last race they did over in Lena, you know, I couldn't tell you, you know, one class that was ran, but I could tell you five or six grudge races that jumped off, you know, with the cars. So, I mean, you know, with bikes, you know, people enjoy the grudge racing. Don't get me wrong, they enjoy classes as well, but, you know, you can't really, you know, you can't have the same fun with classes as you can with the grudge.
Right.
You know, as far as the spectators, the racers, you know, I mean, who doesn't get a kick out of watching Custom Cuts break dance and you know, do all the other nonsense that he does at the track? You know, once you get to know him, you realize that it's just how he is. You know, and some of the greats in the game like Shine and your Michael Phillips and your Little Richards and all the rest of them, just seeing them in action on the track, you know, grudge racing as well as class racing, you can't beat it, you know.
Right.
You can't beat it, I mean, but, you know, that's just my opinion on it. You know, I don't speak for the motorcycle grudge race community.
Right. But do you think it wasn't for the websites and all this stuff here, camera phones and videos, all this. Do you think more grudge race would take place, or do you think it'll probably be about the same?
Oh, that's a good one, man. You know, once again, my take on it is some people honestly want to race, some people don't, you know, and it's up to us to figure out who is who and what's what when it comes to the race, because, you know, some people try to buy their ways out of races, some people use excuses, but the ones that really want to race, they race. You
right.
know, your dream teams, your Johnny Locklears, your Speedies, you know, all of those guys, you know, they might not get it in at every event, but I don't see them bagging down from any challenges. Now,
right.
the ones that do all the woofing and selling the woof tickets, then, you know, that's just on them. That's just, you know, nonsense that they do. But, you know, we all know the camps that race and the camps that don't.
Right.
You know, it's no secret. You know, we know the ones that get it in and the ones that don't, you know. So it's just kind of one of those deals.
Yeah, you got that right. You definitely got that right. Yeah, because I put it up funny when I was reading it, and I said, man, that's pretty much the same way that the bike guys feel, I mean, with this grudge stuff. But hopefully this year, man, I'm thinking that, especially with the season openers, with the events and stuff that's taking place, I'm thinking we'll probably get to see some racing take place.
Yeah, I was going to say, if 2013 is anything like 2012 was, you know, I can't complain. Last year was one of the best years that I've seen as far as grudge race. You know, a lot of people said it was dead, but it came back in 2012 with a vengeance. You know, I went to several events, you know, across the country, and all of them were well put on and well organized, and people got it in. You know, racers
right.
got it in. You know, even at your sanctioned event, you know,
right.
at the end when it was time for your, you know, your midnight madness or whatnot, you know, people were lined up alongside the fences, you know, waiting for, you know, for the grudge bikes to get it in. So, I mean,
right.
you know, it's not dead. It's coming back with the vengeance, and it has been back. You know, CJ400 said, you know, this last year was some of the best racing he's seen since the late 90s. You know, since
right.
the old Pro Star days. So, you know, he's well respected when it comes to the grudge racing community. And you know, when you have veterans in the game like that, you know, you have to sit back and listen. You know, you
yeah,
have to sit back and listen. And like I said, if 2013 is anything like 2012 was, you know, we're in for a hell of a year of racing.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're definitely right. Because I'm not going to poke fun at the Texas guys, but I've been watching and seeing them make a lot of posts here, so I'm curious to see what those guys gonna put out this year. I know it was a little bit of when some guys were over to Texas, and, you know, Racer didn't, but I think that Texas is going to step up this year.
I got a few text messages, you know, from some guys over that way said they, you know, they were looking forward to, you know, this event coming up Saturday, you know, showcasing what they actually had and what they were going to bring in, you know, and
right.
how they were going to do it. So, you know, Texas traditionally isn't known for their grudge racing, but that's not to say that they don't grudge racing. It's just to say
right.
that a lot of times we don't hear about it. You know, just because
right.
we don't hear about it doesn't mean that it didn't happen or it doesn't exist. It's just they do it a little differently. You know, it's not necessarily broadcasted as much as it is, you know, with just the East Coast, per se, the South and the East Coast.
Right.
You know, so those guys definitely get it in. They just do it a little bit differently than the rest of us do it.
Oh. Yes, indeed. Man, can you talk about your race that's coming up? What is that, April 6th up at the Rock? Got anything special going on, or just still in development plans, or?
Everything is still in the, you know, I by no means speaks on behalf of True Entertainment. You know, that's going to be all Dando. You know, I just kind of, you know, assist in whatever way,
right.
shape, or form he needs me to. But, you know, it's still in the developmental phase. If everything goes as planned, you know, it'll be, you know, put out there when it gets a little bit closer to the time to actually, to get into all of that. But, you know, it's a lot going on around that time frame, so it's just kind of one of those deals. You have to see you know, how everything can be pulled off and arranged.
Okay. Indeed. Well, Gophers claimed he had a call out list to make tonight, but I don't know if he got a chance to come on tonight or what, but
I was going to say, well, you know my philosophy on that. He's been dodging me for a couple of years now. And, you know, some people, like I said, we all know the camps that race and the camps that don't. So,
right.
And I let it be known. He's one of the ones that won't race, but he'll run his mouth all day long. So, you know, I know people all across the country tune in and listen. But by any means, does he speak for the rest of us in Mississippi? He's just one individual that needs to retire.
I heard that. Someone was saying that he has some new horsepower this year in the stable, so I guess that's really what he wanted to come on and say, or either make his little announcement. But like I said, I don't think
Man, I don't care what he pull up with, to be honest. I'm like Mayo, make it right. You gotta fight. You know, if he, as a matter of fact, he ain't lined up, get in the water bottle. I don't want nothing from him. And we'll do it for a couple of dollars and a little bit of change. But you know, we all know we'll have to see. You know, we can get him to leave Byram on a Tuesday night and come to a real track. And then we might actually get a chance to see him do some racing, but.
Well, I
heard this. But I want to run them out the back door. I don't want to run them on that little old short track. I want to run them out the back door, and I let him call the pot.
Well, I'm sure he will get that word. I'm sure
like Bernie Mac said in Players Club, he's going to have trouble on his hands.
Yes, indeed. Man, it's kind of quiet out here, which I kind of predicted that, you know, being that event coming up, each and every one is kind of quiet. Everybody kind of waiting around to see who's going to say something wrong or whatever.
Well, tell me how the testing went this past weekend up that way. It looked like I saw a bunch of good pictures on the internet, and looked like the track was working pretty good.
Yeah, the track was working pretty good. They actually had a car race down there Saturday, and on that Sunday they had a test and tune. But man, it was like a event actually down there. But it was about maybe 30-40 bikes down there testing, and several of them, you know, got down the track pretty good. And we kind of talked with the track on as well, you know, to try some different things for the track prep. On there. And so with that combination, I think he found the key for this weekend. You know, I don't it's probably gonna be a different ball with the weather situation, but I'm thinking that they should be able to work it out though, and everything will work out.
I checked a little earlier today, and it, you know, it's showing cloudy, but it's not showing a chance of rain anymore. So I guess with this weather system that's moving through now, you know, it should be gone by Friday, to be honest.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I think it was showing highs in the upper 70s, and maybe lows in the, you know, mid 50s.
Right.
So, you know, that should be a lovely day of racing, you know, if the good Lord says the same.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Definitely agree. Are you bringing anything down to ride, or
I doubt it very seriously. I'll probably come and spectate. A lot of times when you bring bikes and trailers and all of that, you can't really enjoy the racing because you're steady tuning and twisting and making passes. So on something like that, I'll probably just come down and watch the racing and just enjoy being a spectator and, you know, bet my little fives and tens on the side.
I got you. Definitely understand. We have one caller with their hand, so we won't keep the lines holding. So I'm going to go on and open up this guy's line for 1 second. 5051.
What's happening, man?
What's going on?
This Neil.
What's up, Neil?
Nothing. Getting ready for D-Day.
I see that.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for D-Day.
With Marshall or whatever. Is that still on or is that just back
unless
and
he's powered out. I told him from the beginning I would race him. He just always run his mouth.
Okay.
Talking about he's always at HMP. He ain't never at HMP. He gonna get it, though. Stipulation is now my camp says he got to run my partner first. My partner wants to embarrass his ass for running his mouth.
Okay.
You know, my man JP,
right,
say he can get it.
So which bike exactly? Well, it's, is that the,
We're bringing my bike. We're bringing Josh's bike that we run 560, the 560 Street ET index thing in.
Uh-huh.
And we're bringing a Phantom.
Okay.
Phantom's not tested, but we're going to make a few hits and see how it runs and maybe gamble. If not, we're going to leave it in the trailer.
Okay.
But we're bringing my bike and Josh's bike.
Now, he posted some spot shots out there on the website. Did I see a flat slick or something on that bike, or was it?
That was a spot shot. I don't know. You got to look real close.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But we still haven't tested it, though, because we got rained out.
Right.
We went to the track, unloaded, and started raining.
Uh-huh.
So they called and gave us the, they gave us a rain out.
Okay.
But we coming.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Now, I'm wondering, because I was reading someone, Mark said he may have to work or something, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's his excuse, but you know what? It's all for good. It keeps the website going.
I do understand that.
But he can get it if he wants it.
Jamal, whatever. I know he was talking now about racing someone. He still?
Yeah. Everybody, we all coming.
Okay.
We all coming. H-Town's coming. We wanted to come Friday and go to the track Friday and spend the night and go Saturday morning, but I mean, if it's going to be raining, I guess it ain't really no reason. We might just get up early and leave out.
Right.
I just put Pinky on a diet.
Did you?
Yeah. She needed to shed a little, a few pounds, so she's doing all right.
Okay.
She's been on a diet all week.
What about Kid Mitchell? Is he coming?
You know, I don't really know, man. I don't know, because I think Chopper Leg then were coming, and I thought he was coming with them, but maybe not anymore. I don't know. I haven't really talked to him.
Okay.
I would hope he would, you know?
Yeah.
It's the best of the best coming out.
Yeah, I'd like for him to bring that trophy bike out.
You know, I don't know if they got it back home.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm not sure, though. You know, I can't really speak for him. I don't know if he brought it back home.
Right.
But we're bringing out Pro Speech. He's like, you know what's funny is everybody, rumor mill has it that I got a motor and Josh got a motor on his bike and all this other kind of BS. Man, we just come to have some fun with some street bikes. With these grocery games that we always have, huh?
I said, so basically Louisiana is going to have to step up.
Yeah. We're coming to have fun, dog. I broke the screw off my chain guard, so we're trying to fix it.
Okay. I'm surprised Lou Rama hadn't said anything in response back to those pictures.
Man, I'm telling you, they got it, even on Facebook, like I told you before, when I took the picture on JP Bike, I had never written it. As soon as they saw a picture, talking about, oh, I'll try you on it. And I'm like, dude, they never wrote it. But they thought JP was going to say no. Shit. It's like the Scoop Bones. It's our camp. We can all ride. We ain't tripping, and we going to gamble together. Win or lose. Man, I think everybody's getting their shit together, though. Everybody's looking to come have a good time. That's why Jamal put his little street bike together. We want to come have some fun.
Yes, indeed.
And what's so crazy is I can't believe he wanted to go racing for money because he was getting hauled out at the track. I mean, it's really, you know, I mean, not like, but it's really a stock bike, so it was, like, kind of cool to see him just going out there and other people getting beside him, like, yeah, come on, we're going to do something.
Right.
So it was kind of nice. Kind of nice. But we coming, man.
I can't believe Lou Vanna hadn't said anything to counterpunch off of that.
Look, we are coming to race. They got all these excuses, and they know all this stuff about our bikes, and then they want to get on there and complain. I've had a Gen 2 clutch on my bike for the last 4 years. It ain't changed. Still the same stock bike that I had in Dallas and everywhere else. You know? So now, oh, Neil got a clutch. But I'm shit, I'm 260. Y'all 180 pounds. What are you? So I told them, get on something similar. I'll run them on something else.
Right.
They want me to run cut-up bikes on a non-cut-up bike, but I got a cut-up bike to ride, too, so fuck them.
Oh, we got one caller here, man. We may have you on. It's 3556. Your line is open. Your line is open. Uh-oh. Hey, what's happening?
They're having a heated conversation.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm sorry, I must have accidentally hit one. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay, okay.
How you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing okay. What about you?
Oh, man, I'm disappointed because I ain't making it that way. We got to have some bad weather coming through Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand? We don't have no control of the rain of above.
No, because I was sure looking forward to coming, but, I mean, maybe next time. You got a couple other ones coming up, so I'll try to make sure I make one or two of them, especially the one
that's out. I understand. I definitely understand. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I've talked to several guys in Dallas, Oklahoma today that they're talking about it snowing and raining. February just a little bit early.
Yeah.
Ain't no telling what the weather's going to do.
Well, you got that right. You definitely got that right.
But we most definitely were coming.
Okay.
Didn't make the decision until about noon today. We're supposed to get about 10 to 12 inches of snow starting tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a whole bunch. I mean, it's been like about 19 degrees all day long. I got trailer and everything loaded, and they said that I was going to actually try to leave today. But then I saw the chance of the rain that was down in Louisiana. And I saw this afternoon where it went down. Is it still 20% or is it changed again?
Don't say nothing right now.
Oh, okay.
Don't say nothing right now?
A couple of them don't say anything. It just says cloudy. You know, just depending on which one you look at.
The race ain't till Saturday. So, I mean, if it's showing sunshine, I mean, I'm 13 hours away. I can always hit the road Friday. It'll just be a quick turnaround.
Right.
It really don't matter whether it was snowing. I was just concerned about the rain, and rain was all around it. So I hate to drive 13 hours to be sitting looking at the rain. And then worried about the conditions of the track, you know, being so much rain.
Right.
I think it's at 68 degrees, a high, low of 48 at nighttime.
Ooh.
Be kind of hard to do anything at night.
Right.
But I bet you it's going to turn out okay. You watch what I tell you.
But you know what? When it's cold outside, look.
Right, right. Also, whoever I'm talking to, you're from that area?
Well, I'm in Houston, but it's about the same.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What's the weather like in Houston now?
It's raining right now.
Oh, no.
Just today.
Man.
It ain't rained up until now. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, never been out this early, and I was really looking forward to coming down there and hanging out with you guys. You know, to see what was going to happen. But like I said, this combination of the snow and the rain told me I better stay in Kansas City. As a matter of fact, I ain't even going to work the next 2 days.
Oh, Lord, sit home and relax, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, if something changes, I'm going to be on the highway. Chris called me and said, hey, man, it's going to be sunny and 75 degrees, and Friday, I'm hitting the highway. I'm hooking up and I'm on my way.
Who is it? Yeah, we're definitely. We got another guy. His number here. We're gonna actually open up the line here and see what he has. 4784. Your line is open.
Yeah, Chris, this is me.
Hey,
my boy, we're gonna try.
My mic
ain't ready, but my
sister's
here, so we
plan
on making
that.
Okay.
Is that Rory? Yeah, I got the call this morning talking about it's supposed to be ready down and the racist council and all that mess, and I listened to it and I said I'm listening to Chris here tonight, and I heard what he had to say, and my goal is I work hard as hell trying to get mine and my sons together. My sons is ready, so. Unless
Chris
called me president
of
the
Race
Council, I'm on my way.
Oh, somebody called you and told you the racist council?
Yeah, I called the one and said the racist council. Okay. Like my thing, like I said, Chris, you know, you give me that call, then that's the only way I'm going to make it. It's not you.
Right.
I wasn't Saturday, but I'll be there Saturday. I'm going to put on back my old pickup and just going to move a little bit and take a run and come on back.
Right. Wow.
You got back pocket, so you ain't got to worry. Just let me know where I need to be, and you gonna see me there.
I got you.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm training. I have you saw that promo yet that you had on online? I think.
That was the dude in front of Lewis bike, and he was having me sell it. Matter of fact, I just built four bikes. They all talking about it Friday as well.
Okay.
So I got a group of guys going down just to hang out and just see the rest of them.
Right.
You know, I back out because, you know, all they didn't call me all day today talking about they coming. They want to go and what time we're leaving and all that. So I got to go.
Okay. Why are you going up?
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Chris, are you on your cell phone right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a spot shot.
Okay.
Yeah, I look like that. I know they said I wasn't supposed to get kind of bad too, but I know, like I told my son, hey, that's what racing is about. We're going to have fun. It's not just me. All
right.
I got that call you were talking about. I should begin about the race and that race coming up. That other
okay.
race that killed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That call came through.
Okay. I understand that. Yeah. Listen. They also too. Let's text. So yeah, man, Louisiana's kind of quiet tonight, though, for some reason. Got all these Texonians on the phone tonight. I wonder what
yeah.
that's about.
They getting ready. They know they making sure they're gonna be ready for when we come out.
Yeah,
they
got it all.
I know they got good stuff down there. I gotta check them all. I got none of them.
No, they're not gonna let Neil just come out here and talk, and then ain't nobody gonna come out and challenge the man, though.
Look, they've been talking shit to me for years. Always mad. But guess what? I'm going. I'm telling them I'm going. They know when I'm riding.
Damn, I'm shocked you haven't gotten any hits off of this.
Was it track open? No, they ain't testing tonight, is it?
Huh?
Is it testing tonight? Is the track open?
I don't think so.
He's talking about no problem race. We may be open tonight. I think they open on Wednesday night. Yeah.
They still use me online running that mile. With the left, right, left. I don't know. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'm going to see what happens. Well, first one out of town I went to, so I'm looking forward to coming to see what it's all about.
Oh yeah, you.
Huh?
You may have a few to walk up to you, man, and try.
Came back
and call you off.
I'm all right.
I always hear him talk about Gordon Richard, but I never really seen it, so this will be my first time really looking at it.
Oh man, you're gonna enjoy it. The talk is sometimes better than the race.
Like I said earlier, man, I believe it's a show.
But see what's so crazy, Chris? All along, I haven't been on Grudge Talk all month, 2 months, because Chaplin was on here crying. So I said, you know what? I ain't going to talk no more shit. And I told him, when the time comes, don't be quiet and don't make excuses not to come. We knew 2 months ago it was going down.
Good. Yeah, you do have a point there. I think Chaplin has been, man, he hasn't been back on since, but...
And look, he done got his bike back together. He built his bike back. Put his bike back together. His turbo bike.
Yeah, you all really must work this, man. And what about the, whose bike is the one with the Leonardo scheme on it? The old Leonardo paint scheme.
I don't know.
Like a primer bike with the red spikes running up the middle.
That's Chopper Son's bike.
Okay.
The one they was claiming was stock. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say that online. Out loud.
I didn't
say that out loud. I'm sorry.
That's about 75 inches?
Yeah, they about 75 inches. They better have it together, though, if Phantom is together. I just know that.
Oh.
We coming to race. If we lose, we lose. The shit talking is all a part of it. We coming to race. I don't want them bullshit excuses they gonna have. Well, your bike ain't stock, and that's why you want to know, motherfucker. Y'all, all this money in y'all mouth. My shit's been the same for 4 years. The guy that I fuck with that fucks with our bikes has told me for 3 years, don't fuck with it because it ain't broke. Leave it alone. Everybody else shit's blowing up, falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? I left that motherfucker alone. I just painted it pink because I like to holler at the hoes. You know what I'm saying? And Chris, you know, you see a testament of that. I don't tip.
Yeah.
I ain't selfish.
But you rather
come to Houston and have a good time.
Man, I believe you talked to somebody, man. Let me get this line. I believe you talked to
someone. Yeah, I'll go.
Your line is open.
P0072, your line is open. P0072, your line is open. Man, all that remixing.
Yeah.
Hey, Roger, Tony still talking about that?
Okay, Roy.
Was Tony still talking about coming?
I don't know. I may have to call Tony. Tony late on tonight.
I know you said he had to snow up there today, too, so.
Hey, Roy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, I'm listening. I sat down in the restaurant. I had y'all on mute. I didn't want the noise to disturb you. Tony said he'll make up his mind on Friday too. It just depends on what happens with the rain.
I'm probably gonna leave early Saturday morning too. I will go Friday, but I'm gonna leave on Saturday. I guess. How long it take? 6 hours, right?
Sorry, I had that all in my head and I wanted to.
All right, let me see if I can open up this guy lineup again. 8072. Your line ain't open. 8072, your line is open.
He must be
making a video.
Yeah, he must be doing something. because that's all I hear is him in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Big Dog.
Okay.
Go back there.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I can't believe, man, how quiet it is tonight. Oh, yeah.
Which
is how it always is before race. Everybody now got to either put up or shut up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we got another one.
Today, huh?
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Let's see. 8144. Your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Mike, cool.
Hey, Mike was over.
No, I'm just checking out the show. Just sitting back listening because I know that clown coming on, but that ain't, don't ain't let that clown talk. They got other people trying to hook up races. What's up, Neil?
I think he put us on hold there for a second.
Oh, Neil did?
Yeah.
How you like that show I put on out there? I know somebody was watching the video, so that was a purposely did thing out there because there are a bunch of people out there.
Is that Mr. Michael Phillips?
What's up, Neil?
What's up, baby?
Oh, nothing much finna get this money.
Man, hey, look here. I want to get some with you. I told them to shut the fuck up today.
Hey, for all them that worried about the rain, for all them that it's supposed to be storming today, when there's cloud in the sky, now it's supposed to rain tonight. I'm outside now at the racetrack, and the moon is shining bright.
Mike, they just making excuses, dog.
I know that. Neil, you know me and you go way back. You know how rough we can get with them now.
Hey, already. Let me tell you something. I told somebody the other day, they didn't believe me. I said, y'all don't remember when them stunt motors came out and I had a little short black bike. Then we was all up in Dallas cleaning up.
Uh-huh.
I said, we're going to have some fun, man.
Oh, yeah, you know what it's about. About making that money, gonna have a whole lot of fun.
Look, I told him, he said something about big time. I said, shut up, little fella. So you just gotta shut the fuck up. That's all.
So, Neil, I hear you say you got something you've been had together for 4 years and ain't nobody saying nothing on this radio?
Nope. Mike, you know how they used to pick on me, right?
And you're a big boy, Neil. You ain't no little boy.
They picked on me. Gilbert helped me get my shit together. I fucked him up. They picked on me some old dude from North Carolina, built me a booster to ride. Cleaned their clock. Now he left. I got my same little 14. They want to pick on me, but they just can't get by me. He got a motor. Nah, it's just chassis. I'm a big boy. Get with me.
Getting it up out of there.
Look, they don't understand. And it's painted pink now. They don't understand that either.
Yeah.
Now they going to be arguing. Hey. While they arguing, I'm gonna have me a dime piece sitting over on the side waiting to cook us something to eat.
That's what you're supposed to be. That's what you're supposed to do. But hey, I was just checking this show back. I'm finna make me a hit right quick.
Okay. Before you make one, Mike, hold on. We may have a sign on this phone, man. Let me open up the line.
Oh, shout out
there. Let me see if this sign. 2640. Your line is open. 2640.
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
I can't call. It's just Memphis Twin.
Oh, okay. What's going on, Memphis Twin?
I can, I was saying the same thing. I wonder how that rain was going to be because it was showing 40% myself. I was skeptical about coming, which I'm from Memphis anyway.
No, I think it's going to be good because it's supposed to rain all day today. It's supposed to be cloudy. When the clouds in the sky all down, right now I'm at the track, and a cloud in the sky is supposed to rain. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. And then Thursday night and clear up Friday. And if we can't get it in on Saturday, my boys them got a race they're going to do on Sunday. I can make another running on in there, too. So it ain't no, I mean, we got 3 days, 2 days, Badlands Sunday. We can't get in there, Chris. My boy got a race on Sunday. We can hang around. We can go up whenever we get ready and do it how we want to do it.
Yeah, okay. And it ain't raining in the city, so. It was supposed
up,
to rain to be in the city, it ain't raining. What's up with you, man?
Oh, nothing. Gonna make me a hit. I'm gonna hit y'all back, Chris.
Okay, Mike. Yeah. Mike, is that what? No problem, or is it State Capitol?
He probably had no problem.
No problem.
Okay. Man, I was scared of the devil. I mean, so bad, son. It was ridiculous.
Who?
When you pull it up?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
See, my secret getting out now, Chris.
Hmm?
I said my secrets are getting out now.
Yeah, well, you still got the.
I didn't want nobody to know I knew Mike that long. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
I was supposed to be a new kid off the block.
I think we both know him long enough like that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. See, I mean, he wrote my full mile way back in the day.
He was always kind to me. I had a bike, and he was like, man, let's talk. We had a little talk and chit-chat. Nobody knew who I was. I used to just show up at the track all out of town, running street ET. With a bike that didn't need to be in street ET. But that's how it go down.
new
kid on the block. He's good people.
Yeah.
Purple Rain, you got that 1,000 ready, or you?
No, if it was ready, I'd be at that race this weekend.
Okay.
I wouldn't. It's too cold to Tony, where is that?
I got you.
Chris, did you get that picture?
Hmm?
Let me check.
Well, let's see. We got another call. Is it too?
Okay. I sent you the wrong one. I'm going to send you the right one now.
Oh, okay. 746, your line is open. Huh? All right, I think they call. Man, Neil, I can't believe you don't scared them. Somebody will get in contact with Marsh and have him to call in.
With who?
I don't know. Marsh, because he's trying to be listening, because I wouldn't dare he wants to listen.
That's okay. He don't have to.
He
don't have to
spend it.
He don't have to say nothing crazy. As long as he show up.
Yeah.
As long as he show up, because we're going to be there.
Not that.
Not an issue.
Yeah, at some point, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, this has been feuding here for a while, man. So I'll be glad when they go on and get this over with.
I'm ready. The bad part is we always invite us. Yeah, we race every Sunday. We told them we'd pay his gas if we didn't race. No excuse not to come.
Yeah, we... I think I have Mr. Cut here on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Cut, your line is open, man.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. What's going on, Rain?
What's happening with you, man?
That other fool on the line, he just talking smack. He ain't nothing but a suck-up dude on the phone. But I'm going to tell you like this right here now. Chris knows for a fact, last year when I tried to run cocaine calco box up in Tweed, he complained about the percentage of rain. He said if it's anything over 30%, he's not going to come to Tweed. Now, Chris, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so I'm going to tell everybody out there, I'm not going to drive 11 hours or 12 hours if it's anything over 30%. If it's 30 and under, I will come. But I'm not coming. I'm not driving that far. Nobody pay for my gas or my room or my food. I'm not going to drive that far for the man to come on the speaker and say it's not going to be a race. Because I really don't want to talk to Michael Phillips. I really don't want to talk to nobody. I just want a race. So I'm not coming over there for conversation. So if it's 30% or higher, you're not going to see me. And I don't think nobody's going to blame me. Nobody's not going to blame me.
I think that's legitimate. We'll give you that.
Say what?
I said we can give you that. I think everybody can respect
that. That's just too far to drive, man. You know, I like racing, but I just can't go in the blind like that. You know, if we were throwing a race over this way and the rain was over this way, I say stay home, man. We can do it another day. It don't matter. You know, everybody know this. The weather is so up and down this year. The beginning of this year is pathetic, but it'll get better. And when it gets better, it's no hiding. There's no hiding then. Because one thing I know about this Georgia heat, we can always wait till nighttime to do it. But in that rain, you can't wait because the track is not going to hold it. It's not going to hold it. That water's going to be seeping up through the track. I'm not going to come off the truck and it just rained 70% or 100% the day before. I'm not going to do it.
We do understand, and I'm sure as long as that race happened this year sometime, actually, Neil, somebody else was trying to get at you too, I think.
Street King, Jay Lane, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, all of them.
And guess what? I'm half out of time, we ain't tripping. I got a street bike. Just give it time to cool off.
Well, we're going to try to open up this other line here, this dude that been remixing. Let's see if he's ready to talk here. 8072, your line is open. 8072, your line is open. All right.
Yeah, but Chris. Now I want to see if any of those North Carolina boys gonna take a chance on coming down.
Hold on, baby, back real flatter.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I ain't heard nothing from nobody, so I'm not gonna be the only one at the track looking crazy.
Well, we've got a lot of callers also. This is somebody type on here.
And Matt said, no, it says
Yeah, I mean, if you live 35 minutes away from the track or 40 minutes away from the track, it won't hurt you to come. But when you live 12 hours from the track, I'm not going to put my crew through that.
Man, I can't believe how quiet everybody is tonight.
Yeah.
It's 2 days before the race.
Yeah, I mean.
No more sign there tonight. They must be out testing too.
Nah, it's raining.
Oh, okay. Man, what kind of action is going on up there, man?
Man, nothing right now. Well, our track's supposed to open up Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll track open up Thursday.
I'm about to go dead.
Okay.
It's too cold.
But I did get on to see what they talking about, which ain't nothing.
Well, you said every opportunity for somebody to come on here, man. You've been on for about almost, 40 minutes here and had nobody came on, so... Maybe they just saving it for the track, man.
I don't respect that too. I ain't even gonna trip.
All right, well, good night. Bye. Hey. Yeah, like he's talking Don King in the game. Get off the phone.
You shut up, little man.
You came on Psycho Bike trying to check somebody, sucking up the Michael Phillips. Man, get off the phone. Man, your phone about to go dead. Your phone about to go dead. Bye. Good night.
Look,
and
we didn't want to get on here and listen to your mouth anyway, you little faggot.
We'll talk to you next week. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Yep. Keep making your excuses not to come.
Man, you done had a whole hour to yourself.
Yep.
Yeah,
bye.
You got a street bike. Bye.
Yep. You get on the street bike and put on a weight vest, fag.
Oh, man, I don't want to hear that. Get off the phone. Your battery about to go ahead.
That's all right.
Oh, man, can we talk about Rio Racing?
Yeah.
blame nobody. You can't tell nobody what
Michael,
I just want water.
Michael Phillips got on the phone, but I thought we was in a strip club. You was throwing so many chips at it. Dang.
You're not funny, bro.
Yo, everybody go there. Bye.
That's all right. You're still not funny. You can't make me get off the phone.
Yeah, man, whatever.
Like
you
I told you earlier, I'm sorry, you need
you
to shut the fuck up
me.
And listen. I don't need
you
to.
You
just
kind of
listening to you.
You're better for that before y'all taught me. Anyway, let's talk about the real racing, Chris. Since ain't nobody talking about tonight, we might as well just go ahead and move on to next month.
Well, what's going on next month?
Don't worry about it. You ain't coming this way.
Yeah. I don't know. I think a lot of people may surprise you. But no, I was saying that that all these kids were talking off to him, man. And I'm shocked that no one came on really say anything to him.
Did Mayo ever get back on his trip? I didn't know. I heard the ship had talked, but I ain't never heard about him getting off.
Mayo was doing fine. He was actually at the track testing Sunday.
Did he say anything? Was he coming this weekend or he just?
Oh yeah, he would definitely be there.
Okay. I couldn't hear a word you say. You're breaking up. I hear too many kids in the background. You're breaking up.
Maybe everyone is out there tuning and billing on the making last minute checks on the bike thing. Probably the reason why it's so quiet.
Chris, I think I had talked to Dan today and everybody was ready to pull out with the Winnebago, the trailer, everything, but the weather, it's showing green all over that way, so I just went ahead and just told him to just stay there because if he hop on that road, I know I got to pay for everything, so I just told him to stay in North Carolina.
Okay, I got you. Can you hold on? We got one call, 0905, man. Your line is open.
Hello?
0905. Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
I can't call it.
Hey, what's up? What's up, CC?
You say what's going on, CP?
Cut. What's up, man?
Okay, I can hardly hear you. Somebody got a lot of static going on. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, nothing, man. What happened up there in Val Austin, man? That weather was ugly.
Oh, man, don't you know, when we went out there, was you up there?
No, man, the weather was too ugly.
Okay, we went up there, and we got ready to make the first pass, and I got in the burnout, and I did my burnout, and the little plug came out of the kids' can, so we backed up, we fixed it. Man, don't you know, when I launched out the hole, and I got past the bleachers, the wind just, like, pulled me to the side, and I still went a number. I didn't even get all the way to fourth gear. I went through the trap at 8th mile. I went off. Well, I ain't gonna tell you. I don't want to scare Michael Phillips. He's probably gonna. But anyway, we definitely gonna be in the house at Tweeds. I'm not gonna take a chance on the race this weekend. The weather just too upside down.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, yeah. We're going to be at Tweed, too. I'm going to be at Tweed. I'm going to be out there trying to find me some action.
Yeah, we definitely know this Georgia weather is a little bit better than that Louisiana weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What weight did you say you were again?
I'm 200 pounds.
Okay.
Hey, Custom, I wouldn't agree with that all the way.
Say what, Rain?
I wouldn't agree with that weather thing all the time because y'all have a lot of cold weather and we be pretty and warm most of the year.
Well, Rain, why is it that I have saw you more in GA than I have in L.A. So don't go
there.
Because
you don't come this way.
Like I say, I really think you got an address over this way. I don't know what's going on, but boy, I done saw you more in Georgia than I have over that way now.
Trust me, I'm going to be back.
Hey, how's the back? I heard you had the operation. Everything going good?
Yeah, the back's going pretty good, man.
Oh, okay.
All right, okay.
My victory dance, when I beat Michael Phillips, I was going to run over there and like jump on your back and raise one feeling out with my power aid.
Nah, don't do that right now.
Yeah, you see how quick Michael Phillips came on and got off. Look here, Michael Phillips. If you ain't got enough air time, I give you my debit card and you can pass the ball. Don't worry about that. I got you.
Might be all right, little weather.
Man, the way I heard him looking at State Capitol, he came on tonight trying to make it seem like he purposely did that. No, you don't do that, bro. You don't do that. That's the way that bike run all the time. You're done. And Rain, I want you to bet with Michael Phillips and watch what you get. You bet with Michael Phillips, if you lose, I give you money right back.
I don't know nothing about either one of them. I don't know nothing about the bike. I'm about to see either one of the bikes.
Now, you know something about my bike. Oh, yeah. You know something about mine. Yeah.
Everybody knows now.
And you know for a fact, what I saw on the internet, he can't win like that. Talk about keeping on the ground and couldn't even win it. Now, Chris, have you heard anything out of that camp, the Dream Team? Are they still coming?
The Dream Team's supposed to be there. I haven't,
but they ain't trying to do tonight. They ain't coming. What about Possible Crew? BJ, all them. They gonna be there?
Big crew. I know Big gonna be there.
Yeah.
I ain't heard anything from Possible.
Yeah, they ain't gonna be there. If they ain't called in tonight, they ain't gonna be there.
We gonna open up the line 8144. Your line is open.
Yo, Chris, I'm back on.
Oh, yeah, you back on.
What's up, my sweet pal on here? My little girlfriend on here? The little sister, I'm going to go ahead on the rainbow. All I do is make you want to shake it. What's going to do with it, that boy? Your ass, I'm going to be an alligator. Remember you had the bridge you said? I'm an alligator. Be ready for
man. Man, get off that phone, man. Get out the swamp, because we can barely hear you.
You my huckleberry.
I mean, I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, it sounds like you're muted. I don't understand. I mean, this supposed to be a pro rider that I'm talking to. Somebody that's been on TV. Son, let me tell you something. You in my world. You ain't nothing but a nut. From what they showed me, the video they sent me for State Capitol over the weekend, bro, you look horrible. You look worse than my nephew on a motorcycle.
When you're in the game, when you're a real hustler and a real gangster, you can do stuff like that and then go make money.
Hillside, I'm gonna send you a video of this clown up in the air trying to ride this motorcycle, looking like a straight nut in the air. And think you're gonna beat me.
I know, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bust a nut in your ass in the air.
No. Yo, what you gonna do is get fired. You gonna get fired just like you normally get.
I never get fired, son.
I never do that, son.
Hey,
I told you, boy.
The 504 going down to the 229.
I told you, boy. I told you. I was doing this and you was killing your daddy sex.
What are you supposed to be? Yeah, that's a good
retirement.
And guess who gonna be there at the track with me? Matt Smith gonna be at the track with
me. Matt Smith.
Matt Smith gonna be at the track with
me. Man, you and look, boy, look. Now,
hey,
now you're really gonna see somebody get smacked in the mouth.
Let me ask you all one question, Mike. You got any more races lined up? You got any possibilities?
No, but we gonna draw on somebody though. We got somebody we got our eye on. We gonna draw. After we whoop this boy here, we got somebody else we gonna draw on. We ain't gonna say no names till we get to the track.
Okay.
You know, I'm the type. I don't like to talk, but this clown here, the one got me all riled up. But you know,
okay.
I'm from the old days. When I come to race, I'm a race. I ain't gonna be nobody hiding it. But the only reason why I'm on here clowning now because of this sister right here.
Hey, let me tell you something, Chris. Let me tell you something. Now, I'm sitting around the crib, you know, lounging in the hot tub and stuff. I get a call on my phone, and guess who it is? It's Michael Phillips calling me during the week, trying to intimidate me. Look here, man, don't call my phone unless I send a word for you to call my phone.
You're the one who texted my boy with this. But did I text you? And my boy called me and told me, your boy just texted my phone, you need to call him and put him in place. And what I told you.
Hey, look,
What I told you I was going to do to you.
Listen, boy, your daddy talking to you, what did your daddy tell you he's going to do to you, boy?
You could be my daddy with that ball spot in your head. I was laying it down over in Georgia. I ain't no telling. What's going on? I ain't going to play the dozen with you, but I could be. Never can tell, but you know, we don't keep it on our level. We ain't going to play the dozen. But like I say, I'm going to get you, boy. You mind? Look, I didn't want to raise you. Look, boy, you the motorcycle you love to do in that ball spot in your head. And let's do, boy. You know where that ball spot come from? Huh?
Anyway, can I talk to somebody that got a little sense about racing and not losing on every Sunday?
I see you one of them haters, one of them super haters. But I'm gonna see what you're gonna say after we leave Gainesville.
Okay.
I'm gonna see what they're gonna say. I'm gonna see what you're gonna say when they give me my title back next mile out when I go 200. Okay, I'm gonna show you, boy.
I'm gonna show you.
And guess what? I do this out of my pocket. Ain't got nobody giving me no money. I'm doing this out of my pocket.
Hey, that H on my shirt stand for Harley.
Okay. You know what? You're a comedian, that's going to get you.
You know what?
I might even run you with this 16-inch wheelbase bike we got. Just to show you something, boy.
You better keep it down.
I got something for you, buddy.
When my partner sent me the little video of you coming up, man, I was like, man, what is this clown doing? He need to get out this motorcycle.
Because I know you got somebody watching, and I give them just what they want, but guess what? They were not here tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
We can get him. We can do this Friday night. We ain't got to wait for Saturday. Let me ask you something, Mike. If you're such a professional, why are you practicing every night for me? Well, I'm practicing because it's a new bike. Yeah, okay. You got your bike running already. We can go do it. Mike, was a good bike count out there tonight? Yeah.
I know.
No more about it. No. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you mentioned you, little boy from wherever you from, the little rock you gonna call him up on, and I'm gonna shoot you back to.
Okay, now,
Why do Michael Taylor need all those shakedowns for a little person like me? I mean, since I'm such a nobody, why do you need to practice for me?
Oh.
Because you know what he did on Sunday when that bike was coming up. They didn't have that bike right. That's why he keep practicing.
What bike he was on?
An Angola bike.
Oh.
The bike that you say you ain't never heard nothing about.
Yeah. Well, you got informants working, huh?
No, I got, you know, I'm well known. I got people in low and high places. I mean, and you know what? You keep talking like that, I'll probably put you on the payroll. You know, money talk. I need a person in the swamp down there now. Yeah.
Hey, I don't live in a swamp farm, bro.
Hey, how y'all feeling out there, huh, bro? You made that
note. I live in the city, man.
I need somebody like you now to keep their eyes open. How much you gonna charge now? Well, you know what? We'll talk offline.
I'm not. Hey, I never ratted in my life, bro. I can't participate in no rat, bro.
Hey, that's one thing they don't know about me. Boy, I got friends in every place.
Some people do anything for a dollar.
All they got to do is report. They ain't got to do nothing. Just tell me what you see. I just want to see what your eyes see.
Wait, custom cut, you just need the eyes, huh?
Yeah, that's all I need. I don't want you to do nothing. All I want you to do is tell me what your eyes see. And they think I'm stupid. They really think I'm stupid. Man, I got people in all places. How you think I got past Sacramento? How you think I got past Chris Moe?
You getting the lowdown, huh?
Yeah, come on. Let me tell you something, man. Let me put it a good way. When those lighter skin tones don't test me, why somebody black gonna test me? Them guys don't test me no more. The last 2 months, y'all have yet to hear somebody of a lighter skin tone come over here and test me. Because they know better now, because I'm smarter than that. So brothers out there, don't try to test custom cuts, because I do my homework. And when I come after you, I'm coming full force. So stay out my way. Michael Phillips, stay on TV, because this ain't what you want to tangle with. You better all stand on TV.
Man, I hate you get over here. You couldn't stay about a week, man. I'll take you down and let you wrestle with one of them alligators or something like that. Tell about it.
But you know what, Chris? I tell you what. If I was able to do that, I'd probably have my own TV show and we'll be rich right now. But, you know, I'm pretty sure it'll be a lot of haters on there, too.
Man, they'll probably pay them alligators to set you up in the water or something.
Well, they better hope they have some sharp teeth, because I'm going to have a sharp knife. And I ain't going for the back of the head. I'm going for the throat. But you know what, Purple Rain, you seem like you wanna move over this way and kind of join up with GA. Now, that's one thing I wanna try to come. In 2013, I wanna try to merge with another state. Now, Purple Rain, if you wanna do this, I'll let you join up with Custom Cut for a small fee.
Damn. Man, we got our own thing going. Memphis,
I'm telling you now, you know, that's you included. A small fee. Now, listen to my fee. All I want you to do is bring three pretty women to the track and have them to cook barbecue the whole day for me. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now, is that hard?
No, that ain't hard.
Because, you know, when I went to Rockingham, they said I had the flies and the most tightest cheeks at the track. They said Cuts and Cuts bought that to the track now. Now, I had, now, I'm going to name this right here. Now, I don't want nobody to interrupt me. I had Miss Erica. I had about three other chiefs at the track. Real classy. Real classy, standing around Caesar, wiping it down, wiping all the excess oil from around the block, from around the Maxis coming away. You know, we're rich. So, Purple Rain, are you on board? Memphis, are you on board?
I'm all right right now.
I'm on this
Black Ops right now. I'm talking to you, but I'm on this Black Ops. I'm listening to y'all with a headphone, but I'm listening to this Black Ops.
You know what, man? You always wiggle your way out of this, out of this conversation. Oh, don't you say. You know what, Chris? And now, I want everybody to pick up this radio station tonight. That Custom X, you have people that like him and support him in this grudge game. When you think you practicing and nobody don't see you, I do have informants at the track.
When you gonna make your final decision? Is you coming or not?
It'll be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Yeah, and I will post it on Psychobike. But I'm gonna tell you now, if I see anything over 30%, I'm not gonna come. I'm not gonna take that. I can't lose money like that.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I promise you, I feel you on that one.
Yeah, when I can stay here, you know, I'm self-employed, so I don't make a dime unless I work.
Right. Well, they say if a man don't work, a man don't eat.
Yeah, and, you know, I ain't trying to starve this weekend. All jokes aside, fellas, I never raced this early up in the year. February has been the earliest I ever raced. Normally, we start around April. And you know, I'm chancing it like this, so I'm taking a big chance,
but
if you can make it, we'll make it.
We got good elevation over here, man. You're 30 below sea level over here. But we got another caller, 5051. Your line is open.
I'm back, this is Neil.
Okay. Everybody's quiet tonight. That's wild.
Chris, they're
super quiet.
They might be out testing and tuning tonight.
No, I don't think so. I think they're actually paying heed to all this bad weather that we have, and because actually it's starting to sprinkle over this way and it's snowing up.
I know Mayo and them at the track tonight.
The way I heard he was Sunday, he need to be at the track.
I can tell you that now. When the track opens, he at the track.
Yeah, he need to be at the track. Yeah. He need to be at the track. Well, he ain't gonna have with no 14. He already know that. All I got to say is two words, Chris Mo. I'm betting on Chris Mo. I'm taking a chance because I beat Chris Mo here and then. So, I mean, I'm taking a chance.
So you think Chris Mo got a deal with Mayo, huh?
Yeah, you know, actually, I think from what I saw in North Carolina, Chris, I mean, the bike is working on it. He's going to change something. I got to bet on white this time. I can't bet on black. I got a bet on white.
I think maybe you're going to have that 14 on field, though, man.
I think he can have Chris Mo. I just think he needs to hook his bike with Chris Mo in trouble.
Look, the only thing Mayo needs to do is turn the gun around and point it to himself and pull the trigger. Because that's what he's going to be doing. He's going to be killing himself if he runs Chris Moore. He's going to be killing himself.
I'm wondering if Mayo.
Purple Rain, is Lil Richard still riding your bike?
Yeah.
So, who you planning on calling out? I haven't really heard anything out of your camp.
I'm kind of like quiet, but kept until I get my bike. You know, I can't say nothing if I'm in a battle without my gun. I need a gun in order to be able to say what I have to say if somebody else have a gun.
Oh, okay.
I don't, try to give nobody the edge on me and let them know how I'm coming. Just believe you me. She's going to get more race than what she ever got before.
Okay, all right, okay.
I'm calling motherfuckers out. You just hold your horses. I'm going to be dropping them dimes. I might send out, like, family invitations. Hey, I want to invite you and your family to dinner, because when we get to go, I'm going to eat y'all ass up.
Okay, I just didn't want you to turn your bike into a prostitute. I didn't want you to stick out there on the pole, you know?
No, uh-uh. She ain't going to be no trick.
Okay. Well, like I told y'all, like, 2 weeks ago, I am bringing a four-wheeler to that squeeze race. March the 30th. So, if anybody got any four wheelers, I don't know if Chris, are you bringing your four wheeler?
I may borrow one and bring over there, man. What you got stock swing arm and stuff on it? Or how you?
We got a little arm on it, basically just stock. Chris, you really shouldn't ask. You should just pull over, right?
Yeah, but I know my bike won't be, but I may bring a four wheeler just.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to say too much, but we got one we're going to bring just to kind of shake down a little bit. We'll give them something to look at after you're going to bring one. I mean, that's awesome.
Listening to you talking about some knife, I could have shot it.
Man, boy, I wish this rain wouldn't come, because I wanted to come over that way. Ooh, woo.
You already got your mind made up. You ain't coming.
Quinn, I couldn't get out of my mouth fast as stuff. He already postponed his trip before he even stayed below.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this right here, man. I'm looking at the news right now and the computer. I don't see nothing but green over there. So let me ask something.
The computer that don't mean nothing all the time, bro.
Okay, Purple Rain. Is it raining over there?
Not where I live at. It ain't raining. I live in the city. And Mike out there where the track at.
He at the track,
and they say it was supposed to rain. But let me tell you how that works. If they say 80% chance of rain, don't mean that it's going to rain 80%. It's scattered showers down here. It's almost springtime, so we have scattered showers a lot down here. It might not necessarily rain at the track. It might rain like 40 miles away from the track. It might do your first right quick.
Purple Rain, now I want to correct you on something. I ain't going to correct you. Okay. When you was in Valdosta, they stopped the race. I was at the start line. They stopped the race and said it was raining on the other end. Have you ever been to a race that they said, you know what, y'all, we're going to drive the track off and y'all still can run? That's how Georgia weather is. It rained on one end, don't rain on the other end, and we still can race.
Yeah, that's that.
You saw how that race took place, and we still did the race, but you cannot guarantee me it's going to go down like that.
They'll dry that track off, trust me. They've done it several times before.
So they actually have a jet dry.
Okay.
They set up to dry the track off.
Okay. So they on the same line.
They done it the last time. Had no problem when they had a big race. Had no problem. They done that when the track got wet.
Okay, because I mean, even in Rockingham, I don't really see the equipment, the kind of equipment that I see in Cecil. I mean, maybe they have it over there. I've never saw it. In Harrisburg, I didn't see it. In State Capitol, I've never been there, so maybe they have it. I don't know.
Harrisburg and State Capitol, two totally different tracks.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to
State Capitol.
They have one.
Okay. Because actually, last year, sometime we were down there and it started raining and they dropped the stuff like that. Shine Race Little Richard. And on the short wheel, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
We got another caller here, man. Let me open up the line. 3494. Your line is open.
What's up, fellas? What up, Custom Mac? What up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
How y'all fellas doing tonight?
Man, we doing okay. What about yourself?
You getting ready for this race? We got set up for the 30th. By
you. Okay. I got you.
Time to get to where y'all at.
Oh, man. But you hold that up, man. We got another caller from that area too. This may be 9206. The line is open. 9206. The line is open. Okay. I can't believe it quiet it is tonight.
So, Custom, you gonna be at the track on the 30th?
Like we made them off, you know.
Say what now?
I say you gonna be on the track at the 30th?
Who am I talking with?
Excuse me?
It who?
That's a 750.
Oh, 750. Yes, I will be there the 30th, and I will be there helping everybody that needs a little help with their bike.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you, man, for the first time. I didn't get the opportunity too much last season because, you know, Erica brought me on, you know, late in the season. I had to get, you know, get a little bit done.
Well, Mr. 750, I'm going to tell you this now. When you come to Tweed, just when you see Caesar sitting out, just come up to me. And I may be doing other things, but just come up to me and get my attention. I don't care if you have to slap me in the face and say, look, I'm Mr. 750 and I want to meet you. And it's done. I'm warning everybody else. If you walk up to me and slap me in my face, then I'm gonna take it personal. Only 750 can do that.
All right, man.
So Purple Rain, don't try that now. Cause I'm gonna take it personal.
I wouldn't do that, bro.
But 750. What's going on? You got anything done to your bike?
Well, I'm still trying to decide about my nod system and all that stuff, which route to go.
Okay, so I mean, you were talking the same language last year. Come on now, we need to step up now.
I'm serious, man. I mean, I don't know, you know, everybody talking about a fog. I have so many people telling me different things. Go with a wet track, go with a dry track. It's just, I got too many folks on my head trying to tell me what's perfect for my bike. I'm like, look, man, I ain't trying to do too much. I wait for all the good stuff when I build me a good bike.
You know what? The only person I listen to when it comes to my bike is my pocket. That's the only person that got a say so in my bike is my pocket. If your pockets can't handle it, don't do it. Don't do it. Because the only people that are getting rich out here are mechanics. That's it, and I've learned that.
You're right about that.
You know, the mechanics
are...
I ain't in no rush. You know, and
I'm going to tell y'all,
all jokes aside, when I bring my mechanic to the track, it's over $400. It's over $400. Win, lose, or draw, I got to pay.
And that's off the wall with y'all.
You know, so if you want to be a big dog in the good game, you got to have that guap. And, you know, I hate to say it, but a lot of us ain't got that guap, and I got that guap, you know. I got a team behind me that's standing behind me. Purple Rain, I'm pretty sure you do. Cocaine, I'm pretty sure you do. You know,
and then he said, whoa.
You know, I'm not really sure about Michael Phillips because he can't even keep his phone on. But, but I know for a fact, Air 51, Tackle Box Prices, all them boys, they got it. Purple Rain, they got it. So you're going to see us out there for a while.
Well, I'm just a rookie. I'm just a squirrel in a big world, that's all.
No, 750, I'm going to tell you this right here. You up and coming. You learning. You learning. I mean, I started the same way. You just starting in 2013.
That's it. I mean, I started way back, you know, I ain't going to say too far back, but, you know, I came up. I ran into a sweet deal when Chicken Man sold me this bike, and I wanted to be as many heads in as I can. And y'all saw, after I beat Taco Bell, I basically buried the Dream Team. I buried them. Now, Chris, I want you to, Chris and Purple Rain, I want y'all to vouch for me. Have y'all heard anything out of Taco Bell since I beat his head in?
I know they were testing, so I think they were trying to surprise you, man.
Oh, okay. Surprise. Surprise. I already know.
Okay. I know a lot of them going to try to call me out that day, too. I'm like, man, I'm probably the only stock mic there.
Yeah, but I told you what you need to do. A lot of times when you have that 750 on the side, it can be a 1000.
Yeah, I know. I remember you told me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay true right now. I mean, I've been thinking about doing that too, but you know, like you said, I'm doing with my money taken.
Yeah, I understand that. And I actually talked to Erica. Let me see, probably about a day ago, and she said she gonna be there. Hopefully she can. Wait, hold on, Purple Rain. What was that?
Oh no, I just said I'm gonna go to the barber shop.
Oh, okay. I mean, I really, all right. When I mentioned Erica, then you kind of like did a strange sound. Is it something you want to say on the line tonight, Purple Rain?
No, somebody jumped out the phone on me. I was trying to shoot him.
All righty then. Okay, all right.
But yeah, I'm gonna be set up with Erica there, man.
Okay, all right.
You know that's who I roll with. That's my mentor.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. Well,
she got a motorbike class school or something?
Yeah,
well,
I'm in.
You got a motorbike school?
Yeah, she do have a drag school, but maybe if I can get on the line. You know what? I'm going to try to get her on the line. Let's see how many minutes we got. Let me see. You know what?
25.
No,
I might want to be a student.
I'm going to take a pause for a call. I'm going to try to get Eric on the line. Y'all give me a minute. Chris, don't hang me up. Let me try to get Eric on. And then look, Purple Rain, mind your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Come on now. Mind your mouth.
Oh, we good, man.
All righty. Let me see. Uh-huh. Only custom edge can do this. Only custom edge.
What you say the number was, custom?
Oh, wait, no, I'm not saying that. You know what? Y'all go ahead and talk. Y'all go ahead and talk. Let me get on the line. Wow.
So, Chris, what all classes are you going to have running again? I know you said online on Facebook that you said what, the 6-0 for index and
Yeah, 6-0 two hand clutch class and a gambling race that was doing the rest of it is good.
So I paid a let me see. Shoot, my was how much was it? About 40, 50. They come with a check card and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's excellent. Any
series in the game?
Yeah, hold for 1 second. I think we don't lost what we have. We got a Charlie. Hold on for 1 second. 9206. Your line is open. 74. Your line is open too.
Hello.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to get Eric on the line because of other issues, but anyway, y'all can continue on. I'm listening.
Well, I'll probably get into that true handcuff, meaning that, you know, I ain't quite there yet, so everything bone stops. But I'm just gonna use that day, you know, pretty much a learning tool.
Let's see, we got another call here, 9206. Your line is open. Working on a bike.
That's probably Michael Phillips.
Well, I tell you what, if some best dudes show up over here at this track, I know it's going to be what next.
Hey, Chris. Didn't you say you had a guy that had, like, some race parts for a 750?
Had a what now?
Matthew parts for a 750. You tell me
yeah, I need to, shoot you that guy number. After you go with, or you can talk with him. Now, you better go on and bill you a 1,000.
Yeah,
he needs the 1,000. He needs a 750 alone.
Oh, that 750 is just for learning purposes right now. I'm not going to come up from here saying I'm the shit, all this good stuff, and then say I can just jump out and whoop everybody's ass. What I'm going to do for 4 years is learn every track to the point to where I can cut damn near every seat perfectly.
Hey, and Chris, then, I got a question about the March 30th race. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I know I done been to some tracks where at the end of the race, they have like an after party. I mean, why haven't anybody ever tried that? Like have an after party after the race, like at the track. Just have something set up at the track for winter.
Tony, you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember I told you I was thinking about doing that?
What's up, Ray? You were talking about doing that?
It was a thought that ran across my mind. Me and Memphis Twin were talking about it. I said, you never go to a race out there on a weekend, wherever you travel to, and they have an after party for the bikers, like a bikers party for the bikers, like
yeah.
That Friday night, out front that Friday night, and that Saturday you go out and get ready to race, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I really think that would be a good idea because that, like, it's sort of like a meet and greet.
Yeah, it would be nice, though.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Idea if I ever threw a race.
Yeah, I think that'd be really, really. And you know what? I'll make it really good. It'd be really good if y'all can get Caesar to be in the midst of everything. Just have my bike in the middle of the dance floor, and just have all the ladies dancing around my bike, and I fire up one time, get on the two step, and let the fire come out the pipe.
I know your customers come back to your shop, man. They can't go to where else.
Hey, I guarantee when I get on that two step, oh my goodness, hey, they're gonna drop it like it's hot.
Right, that's a ball of a conversation, boy.
We got another call here, guys. You all hold what you got here. 3397. Your line is open. 3397. Your line is open. 3397. Your line is open.
That's call ID Buzzkill. That's on the call ID Buzzkill.
Is he on top?
Yeah, but per brain, that'll be an excellent idea. Man, we really need a Chris. Well, I'm putting it like this. I'm not a promoter. I'm just a racer. But if you can do something like that where it can be like a meet and greet and, you know, just like a little picture session and everybody get to meet the racers and the owners and the crews. You know, let's try to put it a little professionalize it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Man, last time we tried something like that, everybody disappeared.
Well, I hope you know
the race was over with.
The first person that was at Tweeg last year was who? Was Custom Ace.
The day before the race.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, that's something about this underground garage game. You have a lack of participation. I mean, you know, it's always somebody that think they better than everybody, but, you know, I'm down with it. And you know, I'm the star of this grudge game, and I'm down with it. That's like Denzel Watson. If Denzel down with it, everybody else ought to follow. Purple Rain, to me, I'm Denzel, you Don Cheadle, okay? And Chris, you Samuel Jackson, so I mean, Mr. Quinn, you're more like, let me see, the dude on Boys in the Hood.
Bandit Glover?
Yeah.
We're going to make it old.
He Morgan Freeman. That's it. I mean, that's all I can give you, Mr.
That's my boy. That comes from Scott.
I can't believe all these guys are quiet tonight, man. I really can't.
Yeah.
They all know,
okay,
though. Go ahead, Chris.
I know we got another caller. We're going to try to open up the line. 3397. Your line is open.
Yeah, they put it open. Yeah, I'm telling you. Oh, so, the news with that girl shot over that floor.
All right, Mike, your line is open, man.
Hey, you little back. Excuse me talking to you. I'm back. I'm back. We fine. Hey, the little chick with the dreads. That's just the drive. Like Caesar. Hey, Caesar, baby, when you get them dreads, I told you what I'm going to do with them dreads when I called you the other night. I told you what I'm going to do with you. I already hear you making my final comment, told me you making excuses about not coming by the rain. I already know, boy, you scared, boy. I told you, and you must have went to the bathroom and then you must have made that wish you get another hand to start that motherfucking shit before you start that whip. Now he act like he don't get it.
Well, Mike, let me ask you this, man. What is your prediction for the race at the 3:30 mark?
It's going to be over. I'm going to have to. I'm going to let him come in my backyard and beat me the way he's coming. He's scared to death. That's why he can't sleep at night. You already heard somebody had a nightmare the other week where an alligator bit him on his boot and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he worried. I guarantee when he go home and he lay in the bed, if he got a woman on top of his bed, he'd reach over and tip. Is that Michael Phillips? No, it ain't me. But when you get down here, when you get to this racetrack, I'm going to let you film it, son. Just like I told him, I'm going to let him film. It's going to be done. I can probably watch him move and just drive around. But you know what? If he's going to come out, he's going to kill me on the tree, I'm for showing. You're going to come in a man's backyard. This is like somebody trying to break in your house and do your family something. You ain't going to let that happen. Are you?
You got a point there.
All right, then. Well, that's how I feel about that racetrack. I'm not going to let him come in my backyard and break in. It ain't going to happen. Plain and simple. He belongs to me. And just like I told him, I'm going to take them little pancakes he got, I'm going to give him some butterworth syrup, I'm going to pull down on there, I'm going to pull his hair from the back when we get to the racetrack. I'm going to peel him back.
Man, you know we're going to have a wild spot now.
You have what you want to have. They're going to be trying to hear him. When I hit him, he's going to holler like a stuck pig. Y'all going to hear him all the way back up there at the starting line. I can play the penitentiary game, but I done been there. You know what I'm saying?
When you come in there and the big dude tell you, come sit right here by your boy. Come back to your boy. What you in here for? Damn, dog, that's kind of messed up. And then that nigga put his arm, that Nigerian put his arm around you and he get to talking to you, you know what I'm saying? Get to talking to you, next thing you know, he touching you on your shoulder. Next thing you know, he got your head pointed to the ground and then he pointed, you know, putting a little, you know, something down, you know. Now, but I'm gonna use the syrup. I want to slide in and stick when they go in. And if I got me, I might grab me some of that old sand, that old rocks and gravel, so I can really tan up when I'm going in.
Well, Mike, hey, I'm not saying it, would it be a rematch if we all run?
He can get a rematch. I ain't got no problem with getting him a rematch.
You all gonna flip a lane to us, or just basically who will line up and what?
We gonna flip for the lane because I already know what lane he wants. He gonna want the right lane because he always see me going down the right lane. But like I said, Friday night I ran the left lane. That's what he failed to realize. His people were at the racetrack Friday night. You understand what I'm saying? I made me three nights and I came home and tried some other stuff. See, that's what I do. I try stuff to see what makes stuff work. You understand what I'm saying? I know they got people out at the racetrack that shouldn't be at the racetrack that's supposed to be filming and doing this. So I go to the racetrack when don't nobody be out there. And I know what I know when I do it. Right. I've been doing it too long, Chris. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've been doing it too long. This is how I make my living. So I'm going to let this man come in my backyard, break in my house, and come in there and steal my work from me at my house. Ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? That's just like what you do. You do just what you do. You ain't gonna let no man just come in and bulldog you and take your spot.
You got that right.
It ain't gonna happen. So he can keep running his mouth. He can't. You know he worried. Cause when you worried about a man, you always keep him in your presence. He always coming out your mouth. And see, I ain't the type to talk, but see, when somebody's been and did me like he did me, spit my name out, called me a has-been and this and that, I'm a showing. You know what I'm saying? When this all started, I was 184 pounds. I got on the scale at Mona, 165. I got five more pounds where I'm going to be a good fighting weight. And I had that on before Friday. I run 15 miles every morning. 45 years old. Can run with the best of them, can swing with the best of them. You understand what I'm saying? I take this very, very personal and serious. Drag racing is my way of life. This is where I pay my bills. So I got to get down dirty. However you want to do it, I'm going to do it. No matter what it takes to win, that's what I'm going to do to win. And if I ain't got it, I'm going to make a phone call to somebody else who I know who do have it and say, hey, I need it. That's the way I roll. But anyway, look like a Tinkerbell and got out the phone. I know he was talking about haircuts the other night. He called my boy, texted my boy. I was over at my barber shop the other night. He called my boy, texted him about if we come make a pass, he don't want to bag out the bag out. Listen, I'm gonna race you either way it go. It don't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? If we got to get down there and fight and bite like dogs, run on our feet, we're going to finish the race. We're going to race. One way or another, we're going to race. So he can use that rain issue, he can cancel that. Because it's supposed to rain all day today now. It's supposed to be raining right now. We're supposed to have tornado watching down here in Baton Rouge. Man, if I had your number, I could take you a picture. It got nothing but the moon. And stars out. Jeez. Moon, stars, quavers, airwood jets. That's all I see. Ain't no clouds in the sky, so tell them ain't no stuff never run in the sky. Come on down. Tell them I ain't gonna do nothing until we get to the racetrack. You know, he's coming down, you know, taking him over, you know, to a couple of little spots. I mean, if he ain't got no, you know, I heard he say he had some good looking girls. I can take him over to a couple of little old spots with some nice looking little old girls that, you know what I'm saying? Put him on something, take care. I don't want to drain him too much because I don't want to say he was too weak. Oh, there she go.
Hey, Chris,
I don't want to say she was too weak.
Now, let me ask you something. Now, if Mike can hold off for a minute. Now, if y'all were so interested in running, why I couldn't get a lock-in? So I know I got a race. Now, Chris, look. If you were PayPal Chris the lock-in money, I would lock in and I would be down there this weekend. Now, are you willing to lock in? Are you willing to lock in with me?
So, yeah, we're locking in. So what you're saying, if your shit breaks, you still going to pay me then. If your bike breaks.
You're all right. If I get up there and I shake down.
No, you ain't. That's the same shit you did.
No.
When the boy sees you through the master link off your bike.
Mike, listen. Listen, Mike. If I get up there and Friday night, if I shake down and my bike breaks, I owe you whatever the lock-in is. Now, if I go, my bike don't break and we show up, y'all going to say that we get ready to run, the race is on. But I want to lock in race before I hit this doggone world.
You know what? You got some shit with you. But
no,
you know
no,
you got
don't.
A race.
No,
you got
I,
a race.
No, I don't know it. Look, let me tell you something. If the bread ain't on the wood, I don't know.
You
no,
already
I
been talking to them
too.
You talking to
look,
you already talking to them boys.
Look,
you already talking to them dudes. You already talking to them dudes.
Let me tell you something, man. You don't own the bike. I have to talk to Wallace, then I have to talk to you. I have to talk to Wallace, then I have to talk to you. You just the rider. You don't own the bike. You don't fix the bike. You just the rider.
Okay, since you want to run your mouth like that, I got my
post-stock
bike. I can lock $10,000 on my post-stock bike. I can't lock nothing on nobody else's bike. All I'm doing is riding. But like
Mike,
I said,
look, you trying to cut a nigga down. Listen to me. Wallace told me last night he's not willing to lock in because he don't do that like that. I said, man, well, where I come from, we lock in a race before we drive dog on 10 or 12 hours. Look, you don't own this bike, dog.
You're scared,
look,
boy.
You put your name out there because you're a bald head, nappy head tree. That don't know what he's talking about.
Look at that bullshit.
You just had your ass here,
and ain't no telling what might happen since you want to handle it like that. But I'm going to show you what I do.
Street.
No, you get off the line, you faggot. That was
street.
You do. Your mama. Nah, I went there, nigga. I went there.
Yeah, we gonna pause them up here and let them cool off this for a minute, man.
They crazy, man. They crazy. They so wild.
Where is this?
That's Cup of Cutter and Michael Phillips.
Yeah, we don't let them cool down here for a minute. We got two more minutes left. I feel like Wallace on the phone too, man. Let me open the line. All right, Wallace, you on, man?
Dude.
Hey, what's going on? We got 90 seconds left, man. Your line is up.
We ain't never talked to no country cuss about nothing.
That motherfucker's a liar.
That man, he's a liar. That's true.
Yes, sir.
All right.
He ain't never called me about nothing.
He's a coward.
What?
Somebody try to get this let's see. Well, I'm gonna try to get you all on through, man, after this show is over with, and see if we can what we can come up with. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I got up. We got on Wallace. That's some good shit.
Motherfucker lying.
You see how professional he is. He gonna save my mama.
We're going to try to do this on through after the show is over, see what we can come up with.
Yeah.
We got about another 10 seconds left here, so we're going to go on and shut down the show for tonight, man. But that speech and all that's driving in to this race on the weekend, man, drive safe or whatever. And so we hope to see you guys, man. If not, we'll catch you on the next show. With that being said, we're going to go down for tonight, man. All right, guys, you all have a nice one for tonight. Please.
All right.
Okay, man.
Hey, twins.